Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the fifth week of Lent, March 23rd, 2026. And our passage for reflection today is from the Evangelist John, where he writes, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" The scene is tense, hard, public, humiliating. A woman is dragged into the open, her shame exposed, her dignity stripped away. The crowd circles. The law is clear. The accusation is precise. The stones are ready. And then comes the question meant to trap Jesus. "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" It's not really about the woman. It's about judgment. It's about power. It's about whether mercy has any place in a world that prefers certainty. And in the center of it all stands Jesus, silent. He bends down and writes on the ground. Before he speaks, Jesus creates space. Space between accusation and response. Space between sin and condemnation. Space where hearts might awaken. Lent is that space. We live in a world quick to expose, quick to condemn others, ourselves. We rehearse our failures. We hold our past against our present. We believe the verdict is already decided. But Jesus does something unexpected. He does not deny the seriousness of sin. He does not excuse wrongdoing. But neither does he allow sin to define a person's destiny. Indeed, he shifts the ground beneath everyone. Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone. One by one, the stones fall, not thrown, but dropped. The crowd leaves. And for the first time, the woman is no longer surrounded by accusers. She stands alone with mercy. Alone with mercy. This is the moment Lent is leading us towards, not public shame, not harsh self-condemnation, but where the quiet encounter with Jesus looks at us and asks, "Where are they? Has no one condemned you?" And when we answer honestly, "No one, Lord," he speaks the words that reveal the heart of God. "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on do not sin any more." Notice the order. First, mercy, then conversion. God does not wait for our perfection to offer his love. His mercy is what makes change possible. Now, the gospel never tells us what Jesus wrote on the ground. Perhaps that silence is intentional, because the real writing is not in the dust. He writes on our hearts. Where there was shame, he writes dignity. Where there was accusation, he writes mercy. Where there was a sentence of death, he writes future. And dust matters, because dust is what we are, and God has always loved writing his grace in the dust. The gospel invites us to examine the stones in our hands as well. The stone of judgment towards others, the stone of harshness towards ourselves, the stone of past failures we refuse to release, the stone of resentment, comparison, or quiet condemnation. Lent asks us to drop them, because we cannot receive mercy while gripping stones. And perhaps the hardest stone to release is this one, the belief that our sin is stronger than God's mercy. But it is not. Today, imagine yourself in that circle, not as the crowd, not even as the woman, but as someone standing before Jesus, exposed, known, and unable to hide. Listen for his voice, not the voice of shame, not the voice of fear, but the voice that always speaks the same pattern. I see you. I do not condemn you. Now, walk in freedom. Lent is not about becoming worthy of mercy. It's about believing that mercy is already being offered. So today we sit quietly and pray with these questions. What stones am I holding against myself? Where am I tempted to judge or condemn others? Do I truly believe God's mercy is greater than my past? What would it mean today to walk away from condemnation and into freedom? Today, in a prayer, slowly from the heart, we pray, Jesus, write mercy in the dust of my life. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you see me completely, my wounds, my failures, my hidden fears, and still you do not turn away. In the places where I feel ashamed, speak your mercy. In the places where I condemn myself, speak your freedom. In the places where I hold stones against others, soften my heart. Teach me to stand in your presence without fear. Teach me to believe that your mercy is greater than my sin. Teach me to walk forward, not in guilt, but in grace. Write your love upon my heart, that my life may become a testimony, not to my failures, but to your mercy. I drop my stones, O Lord. I choose your mercy. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, as we continue to walk through this season of Lent. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.